out.
All right, I'm sorry. I'm cutting the story out.
All right.
I wanted to hear the story, huh?
The story out. Me and Luba?
Yeah.
I'll give you a
free.
I think I scratched you.
I had to tell her yesterday,
Maybe
not. You know, I mean, no. 12 years.
Is this the Russian? Okay.
And I always thought I wanted to be it's not good to keep putting good into bad.
Right.
But you might not get it.
Right.
And there's other...
You have to want to laugh.
You do something good, she should be said that you did good.
Right.
But not... for doing something good and not even overlooked and not even said about it until you say something about it and then they tell you about how good it is.
It's
already said
that
from the get-go.
Possibly.
You can kind of say they go over there once or twice in a month. If they overlook it every single time, it's like they're doing it deliberately just because they don't want to, I don't know why. I don't want to rationalize that idea. It's just, I want better. And trust.
You gotta call it off. It's not good. It's not healthy. You gotta,
And the other guy, he's
12 years though, huh? You're going to work it out. I mean, love's not an easy thing, so.
It used to be okay, and then I saw change, and so I waited. And when that change happened, it was okay.
Yeah.
So then it's going back to the old again. Better to say no.
Right. I agree.
And I don't want to say yes and then, land it back to you in the same, picture, where window where I was at before.
Sure.
And before that one, there was another window where I said, okay. And this is not a lie. This could be maybe the seventh time. I don't even want to do it. I've been trying to keep score, trying to delete it. It's so bad. In 12 years, it lasts okay for about a year, and it slacks off and goes back in the same mode. We decided we're not going to do.
Right.
And then when one party wants to go forward and the other party goes forward with you, and the other party decides that after a year, or maybe it's 8 months or 6 months, they're going to go backslide and go back to the other. And you're wanting to, you promised them, but you want, and they don't do that. You're going to say, it's not going to work. So you want to go with someone that's going to, you still have a goal you steer for. You stay for that course.
Right.
Stay to the course.
Right.
Well, what happens when you veer off? It costs more than that's what happened to me. I talked with you. I kept saying, after they said no, and after, you come back, I won't do this again. And when you see that repetition of somebody said what they won't do again, they do it again, then that should be enough right there.
Right.
So I allow it. I'm so kind of generosity. And maybe a lot of things. I see there's a change. And it doesn't, it does for a long time, and all of a sudden it goes back down and people go, so what do you do? Then you disappear, you disperse, and then you say, I want to try to get it back together again.
Right.
But, and that person will convince you, I'll never try this again, Jay, or we'll never, and then you fall back in the same thing, and that's what, I'm a 6 time.
That's a long time.
But reconcile. These are reconciled.
Right.
But from the very get-go, I already knew. But it's just, how do I say
I'm watching one now with Dr. Drew on VH1. And it's all these celebrities that come in. And they're all, getting off the goop and, they, like...
It's people that have agreed to do
think it's for a documentary, but that's a very old say having an invention. And it's regular people that are really messed up.
Yeah.
And it's really a very
touching story. Yes. Is it A&E or something like that? Is it? That sounds interesting.
It's very, very good. David was a guy on there who was a former star in Hollywood.
Yeah.
And he's now a heroine.
Wow.
But anyway, what you were saying reminds me of what I saw today, where he was going to the sister and he asked her for $40, you know. I'll never ask you for it again.
For heroin, for heroin.
Yeah. Ah. He said, you just asked me for it. I just gave you $10 at 9 o'clock this morning.
Exactly.
I'll never ask again. I'll never ask.
There's no end. Good.
Outside,
what you saying about Lucas? That's a nice.
This is the brother and sister that are talking.
Oh yeah.
Similarities here.
I'm sitting there listening, thinking to the sister, he's
going to
come back tomorrow and say the same thing.
I know. We're already that confident and know that they're not going
to
change.
Pressure
that blows your self-esteem and confidence in the person you're with. I know. You see what? That's where I was under.
That's
where.
This is a
12 long freaking years.
Yeah.
Most people, my birthday meant 12 months, 12 weeks, or 12 days. Day. Remember mailing them to KU with the Lewis Hall when you sneak up? Oh, come on. She woke me up. I thought this. I know. You're hating me. Sometimes I think it's because if you're too caring, and you're too compassionate and too sympathetic, that sympathy avoid is really what, that's the worry. That's what caused this relationship to last so long. That's my alibi, my truth of it all.
Sure.
It's because I feel sorry for others. I want them to be
no, I dig it, man. I mean,
I just hope. I mean, that's
I've been there before. I've completely been there before. You know?
Could you have bought this? That's why I stayed with
her. Yeah. No,
so long. Because, you know, I knew there was people who do change your things.
I understand. It has it all has a way of getting better.
It does.
Oh, I know. And you're human, man. It's
you. Because I tried, man.
Well, yeah, no, dude. I mean,
tried.
Jesus
knows. Jesus knows how tough I try.
Yeah. I just put. I just put.
If you want to go down and jump.